All right, you guys get to listen to me for two talks. And I would like to tell you a little bit about this study. This is State Promotional Campaign Awareness and Visual Attention. My name is at the bottom of that list because, and Charlie, why are you not up here? If there are any questions, they're going to you. When we were putting together this workshop, these were things that we wanted to talk about. This topic came up, and Alicia has been working on this in Hikes Lab in Florida. And she is 36 weeks pregnant, so she decided not to be here, wise decision, and I thought this was a really fascinating topic, and so I said, I'll be happy to present this research, so I'm going to do my best. She did provide me with a manuscript, which I have marked up, and I think this is a really interesting study, so I'm happy to share with you what I've learned about it and what implications I can kind of see from more of a national level on this work, and I'll be happy to take your questions at the end and then have Charlie answer them. So this talk is going to cover some background information, methodology, results, and conclusions, and just as sort of an overview, the main things that they were looking at in terms of state brands, four attributes: type, price, origin, and production method. So I'll cover that a little bit later, but just to give you a preview, that's what it is. So a little bit of history about state marketing programs. I'm actually kind of interested in this because we have a similar program in Kansas, but we have not done any research looking at information about it. The program goal generally is to increase demand and consumption of products produced in state, and this has grown over time. So in 2000, the year 2000, less than half of U.S. states were using some kind of state promotional program, and in 2015, all 50 states have some sort of program. Now, how they use it, what it's used for, that varies significantly, but at least an effort exists. We actually do have one in Kansas called From the Land of Kansas, which I like, but it covers a wide range of products. But there has been research showing that use of these programs is linked to increased demand, consumption, and consumers' willingness to pay. And some examples of those include Colorado-grown potatoes, Minnesota-grown tomatoes, and Jersey Fresh strawberry preserves. So it's kind of interesting that we have names. A lot of the states have names that follow, you know, use their state name and then grown. And they're used for, you know, a few products, but not everything. I thought that was interesting. Mostly fruits and veggies. Very few include ornamental plants. And in Florida, that was the case. They did not include ornamental plants. But examples of programs that do include ornamentals are Mississippi Medallion. It improves sales. In fact, some of the plants that they featured with the new plant promotion program, Mississippi Medallion, growers sold out of those varieties after they started using that marketing campaign. And then in Texas Superstar plants, it increased their willingness to pay by 10.4% and added $10 million in new plant sales over time with the Texas Superstar plants. We also, in Kansas, we have Pride of Kansas annual plants, but I don't think we have any numbers like this, so it's really excellent to see some of these numbers and how these it can be grown, the program. So the Fresh from Florida program, in 2014, they collaborated and said, we don't have ornamentals in this program, can we add ornamentals and work together with the Florida Nursery Growers and Landscape Association to include nursery and greenhouse crops under the Fresh from Florida brand name. And so they did that, and they wanted to sort of evaluate how consumers perceived that, because they felt that the program had a potential to have a really strong impact on Florida's economy. In 2013, the USDA survey showed that Florida was the second leading state in the U.S. for nursery, greenhouse, floriculture, and sod production, with more than $15 billion in sales revenue and 200,000 plus jobs. So if we can improve that with this brand marketing campaign, let's do that. Let's see how well it works. So the objectives of the study were to investigate this plant marketing program or product fresh from Florida on consumers' purchase likelihood for plants. So the I would like to point out too, she mentions that no previous experiments with eye tracking and investigating visual attentiveness have been done on plant state marketing programs. So for this study, the intention was to test the presence of Florida's Fresh from Florida brand. Will it positively influence purchase likelihood? Number two was consumers' awareness of the Fresh from Florida program to influence their purchase likelihood. And then if they paid some visual attention to that plant promotion program, Fresh from Florida, will that positively influence their purchase likelihood? And lastly, will the consumers who are aware use their visual attention to the Fresh from Florida program to positively influence purchase likelihood? So, some of the methodologies for this study. They had a conjoint analysis similar to what we've seen before, so I appreciate you guys setting up the details for the methodology on this, because it follows that pattern. There were three plants, blueberry bush, pineapple plant, and kiwi vine, and they chose these because they are commonly purchased plants in the area and they're diverse plant types. Additionally, they can be used in container or landscape plantings and have a consumable product, so they've got a fruit or vegetable associated with it, and they were produced in Florida, so they were able to select that. They also had three price points, $15.98, $17.98, and $19.98, and they decided on these numbers with in-store observations of retail outlets in the area. So they went to four independent garden centers, three box stores, and four grocery store or supermarket chains to determine what the price points should be. And then for the origin, they had the Fresh from Florida program, in-state, grown in the U.S., which is a domestic label, and grown outside the U.S. as an import. The production methods were certified organic, organic production not certified, and conventional production. So here's an example of what they would see in the eye tracking study. An example of a plant and an example of a label and what's on that label, and then they answered the question of purchase likelihood from 1 is very unlikely to 7 is very likely. So again, they're using the Tobii X1 or 1X X1 light eye tracker, so it's at the bottom of the screen, and they looked at fixation counts, general visual attendance variables, average visual attendance for each attribute level, and an ordered logic model. So a little bit more on the materials and methods. They did this last summer, so June to July 2014, and they advertised in newspapers, Craigslist, and then they did have some printed flyers that they distributed at the independent garden centers in the area, extension agents, and the Extension Master Gardener program. And they had 100 people participate in the study, and they were given $30 cash as an incentive. And 89 of those, their eyes were able to be read and the data was completed, and they were able to use that for the analysis. They had 81 potential scenarios of all those different response variables, and 9 of them were shown per person. So the other studies, I think, have looked at 16. This one was 9. And they had them sort of computer randomized, and then they double checked to make sure that the scenario, they weren't covering things twice. Some summary statistics on the age of the participants. Average age was 46 years, 35% male, which I think is pretty consistent. We have generally more females that participate. Household size was 2 people. Education, 32% high school, GED, 50% associates or bachelors, also there with the should look at this a little closer. High school or GED is 32%. 50% had a degree, and 17% had a graduate degree. And their income level was $41,000 to $50,000 per year. And 74% perceived Fresh from Florida products as local. That's what we want. All right, some data. Would you like to see some data? Let me get through this. So the first question was the The first question, let me remind you, is the presence of Florida's Fresh from Florida brand positively affect purchase likelihood? And they did find that that was true. The second question was consumer awareness of the Fresh from Florida program. And it was slightly less significant, but was significant. I'd like to point out, too, though, we're not going to go into detail about production method, but organic, certified organic production and organic production in general, the Florida consumers, they like that. So that might not be true nationally, but it was true for Florida. So plant attributes. Model two, attributes plus attribute visual attendance. The first question, Fresh from Florida brand, was very significant. Their awareness increased just a bit. And Fresh from Florida with the awareness model, that's not right, Charlie. That was also of interest in that particular place. Model three, attributes, visual attendance, and awareness. Fresh from Florida, again, answers that question. But the awareness was not significant in this particular case. Check out the attention of Florida and the awareness. That significantly increased purchase likelihood. There's a good combo there. So the conclusions from this study are that the Fresh from Florida promotions positively impact consumers' purchase likelihood on fruit-producing plants. It was focused on that. They do plan to expand this to other aspects of the program, but for fruit-producing plants, adding the Fresh from Florida logo and brand management is going to improve purchase likelihood. And that purchase likelihood is increased by awareness of the program and visual attention to Fresh from Florida. So they need to be looking at it and seeing it as part of the branding. Aware consumers' visual attention increased purchase likelihood. So I think having more branding available at the purchase points is going to make a big difference. I think we all would agree with that, but it's nice to see some good data that it makes a positive effect. So implications, improve awareness, mass media ads, in-store displays, educational promotions does have potential to increase demand, and benefits from Fresh from Florida plants should be promoted. This is good for the local economy, the plants are adapted for the environment, all the good things that we know come from a locally grown promotional program, and that the Fresh from Florida signage should be clearly displayed in the retail center. So I think the challenge there with some of these branding issues is making sure that businesses have the ability to purchase signage and use it in a way that will positively affect sales. So I think that might be another barrier that maybe isn't discussed, but that needs to be addressed in order to improve these plant promotion programs. So the funding source for this was a Florida Department of Ag and Consumer Services Specialty Crop Block Grant. I think that's a good use of it. And with that, I have a few minutes to take questions and point them back at Charlie, since I stumbled over that data. Yes? Right, price was not as important.
Okay. So I assume you provided a price to these people and it was $13 or $14. Is that right? Something like that?
Yeah, there was three options.
Okay. Yeah, I do think they were fairly narrow. Okay, my question then, let's say that you took a very fresh from Florida plant and you put it at a retail garden center, you know, that has a lot of quality plants, new products and that sort of thing, higher price. You took one to Walmart, you took it to Lowe's, would you have the same impact from your Fresh from Florida program, do you think?
So if you took the same plant with the same branding, with the state promotional program, and you had it at the independent garden centers, the box store, and the supermarket chains, would it have the same effect? I can't answer that specifically because I didn't see that in the data. I think that would be true, but I think your price points would be different at each of those places, so it would continue to vary. So no matter how good the plant is, they might pay slightly more for it at the supermarket or the big box store, but maybe not quite as much as they would pay at an independent garden center.
Okay.
would be my assumption. Yes, he approves. Do we have another question on this particular study? I'm really curious just also to know whether if you had it the same brand at the different places, if even the box stores and the supermarkets are even going to bother to use some of that signage, or if that's something that you should reserve for smaller businesses, independent businesses, as a way to increase local sales, or at least maybe only promote it to that audience so that they can use it. Because I know it, as an extension specialist for nurseries and garden centers in Kansas, my goal would be to increase the sales at the independent places. And so I would be pushing it there and not necessarily, I don't know that I would turn it down if a box store or a grocery store asked if they could use it, but we don't generally promote to that audience, so I kind of think they wouldn't. It's an asset to those independent folks, I think. Hopefully they're the ones paying attention. Oh.
Came and approached us and we were permission to use it, and we should arrange it. And there's a list of both places, Box Store and Garden Center, whatever they use the superstore sign.
So, for the sake of those people who are listening to this presentation later, Charlie just said that it was offered to both in Texas for Texas Superstar, and Lowe's and the independent garden centers all both had a lift in sales. Did they continue to use the branding after a while, or
no?
It was temporary for both.
Some do and some don't.
Some Lowe's, some independent garden centers, or did Lowe's just quit and some independent garden centers still use it?
The answer is yes.
Okay. The answer is yes.
Because they have to buy the tags.
Yeah. Oh, the regional buyer makes that choice. Okay. All right. Well, with that, I will move on to the next presentation. Thank you.